Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our eternal, righteous, loving Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again in this day, so thankful, Father, for the blessings that we have in such rich measure. Father, we cannot fully contain those blessings that Thou art giving unto us and pouring out upon us. And so, Father, we just give Thee the thanks for all things. Lord, we give Thee thanks that we can place our confidence in Thee and in Jesus Christ, who has accomplished it all, and to whom all power on earth and heaven belong. So, Father, we give Thee thanks that we can place our confidence in Thee and pray that this afternoon, as we would read and meditate upon Thy word, Lord, that our confidence might be in Thee. For this we do humbly pray in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this afternoon, let's turn to the Gospel of John and read from chapter number 21, beginning with verse number 15. John 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and thou walkest whither thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. This he spake, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth his disciple, whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that that disciple should not die, yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there were also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. May God bless you. The psalmist has written that we should commit our way unto the Lord. And we've actually read that passage of Scripture a couple times more recently. And there's great, great value when we simply dedicate and devote our ways unto the Lord and know that when we are keeping His ways, when we are keeping the way of the Lord and keeping His precepts, that it will be well with us and we will be blessed in our lives. The Lord will show His faithfulness to us. And that is some of the dialogue that was happening here between Peter and the Lord, in that Peter needed simply to commit his way to the Lord and know that all things will be well. All things will be well for him, and that he should never give up on being devout, devoted, dedicated, faithful to the service of the Lord in that which the Lord would have for him. It was quite some things that Peter was able to do after that he had committed his way to the Lord. And we read of those things in the following chapters of the Acts of the Apostles, all the way through chapter 15, speaking of the things that Peter did as he committed his way to the Lord, and he did that which the Lord had called him to, and in following of the Lord and serving him and feeding of his sheep. So this is a time that Jesus was resurrected but not yet had ascended, and the disciples were out fishing prior to this, and they had eaten of the fish that were there, and so the Lord Jesus Christ turns to Simon Peter and says, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He was really turning to Peter, and perhaps in so that Peter would know in his own mind how much he loves the Lord and how much he was giving of himself over to the Lord. And we know that Peter, or the Lord Jesus Christ, has taught that if you could take all the laws and the prophets that Moses had given, and if you could condense those down to two commandments, they would be that the greatest, and that would be that we would love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and that we would love our neighbor as ourselves. This is the love that we are being called to, that there would be no close second, but that the Lord would be first and foremost in our lives. And specifically here to Peter, he's saying, "Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Do you love me? Do you love me with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength?" And Peter responds by saying, "Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Peter knew that the Lord knew all things. And Peter is saying, you know that I love you. And so Jesus responds by saying, "Feed my lambs." And then a second time, the Lord Jesus asks Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And Jesus responds by saying, "Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." Jesus had a great love for his sheep. We read that here in this Gospel of John in chapter number 10, that he really had a compassion and a love for his sheep. He was the good shepherd that fed his sheep, that directed his sheep, that spoke to them. He looked at the multitude of the people of Israel, and his heart was just moved with compassion for them. The Bible says, because they were as sheep as having no shepherd. They didn't have a shepherd. They didn't have one to guide them. They didn't have one to care for them. They didn't have one to love them. And he was moved with compassion for them. And so now that as he knows, the Lord knows that he's going back to the Father, that he was imparting to Peter, as well as to all the other disciples, that they would feed his sheep. He cared for them. He was moved with compassion for them. He loved them. The chief shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And that he did. The good shepherd. And so the Lord the third time says, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And Peter was grieved that he had said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And Peter was showing that he loved the Lord and that he desired to follow him and to do his will and to follow in the teachings of the Lord. And so again, Jesus simply says, "Feed my sheep. Care for them. If you love me, feed my sheep." And then he says something further on, the Lord, to Peter. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not." And this he spake, signifying by what death he should glorify God. The Lord Jesus was giving him instruction. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And Peter knew that this was going to be true. Peter had seen that the Lord had spoken many things, and they came to pass. It happened. It was true. And an incident happened just before this where they were fishing all night long and they caught nothing. And Jesus from shore tells them to cast the net on the other side. And they cast the net on the other side and they drew in 153 fish. They drew in 153 fish. The Lord knows all things. And he gives instruction. And when he gives instructions and they are fulfilled, those instructions are fulfilled, there is great reward in those things. And they will, and it will come to pass. And so Peter knew that when the Lord Jesus was saying, when you were young, you dressed yourself and you went where you went, where you wanted to go. But when you're old, you're going to be dressed by others and you're going to be taking where you don't want to go. And he was saying more that he was going to suffer for the Lord's sake. And Peter even wrote that in his epistle, how he knew from what the Lord was telling him that he would suffer for the Lord's sake. But not only just simply suffer, but in what manner he would glorify God in his death. So although the Bible does not say, it's recorded through history that Peter was to be crucified. And I'm sure most of you are familiar with this, that Peter didn't feel worthy to be crucified in the same manner of that his Lord was, and he requested to be crucified upside down, and permission was granted to do that. And so he did suffer, and he did glorify the Lord, even in his death. And so when he told Peter that, the Lord Jesus then concludes in saying, "Follow me. You love me, feed my sheep, serve me, and follow me." He told him that he was to follow the Lord. There's a verse earlier where the Lord speaks of serving and then also following. The Lord Jesus said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." If we are following the Lord, we are serving him. If we are serving the Lord, we are following him. They go hand in hand. And wherever Jesus is, there will his servant be. Jesus served. Jesus came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And likewise, as followers of Christ, are to serve and not to be served. And when we serve the Lord, here's the beautiful promise, that him will my Father honor. Truly, we don't feel worthy that we would be honored of the Lord when we are simply doing that which is our duty to do and in response for being saved. But yet God is faithful and God is good and God is all loving. So we are to follow the Lord. We are to love him, serve him, and follow him. This is our duty. This is our need in our lives. So we are to commit our way unto the Lord. Commit our way unto the Lord. "Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned upon his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do?" Peter wanted to know what was going to happen with John. If Peter was going to be led about when he is old to a place where he didn't want to go, then what was going to happen with John? And Jesus' response to Peter was, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow me." Jesus saying, all power is given unto me, and if I will that he tarries, that he remains until I come, what is that to thee? What is that to thee? I asked you, do you love me? I asked you to feed my sheep. and I asked you to follow me. In what happens with John, what is that to thee? Just simply follow thou me, Jesus, the Lord Jesus is saying. Now, the Lord Jesus wasn't simply saying to Peter, in a sense, mind your own business, but in the sense that Peter has a responsibility. Peter has been given a duty to carry out in feeding the sheep of the Lord and following the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we read that we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. That we're not wise when we are comparing ourselves one among another. That is not wise. We are to serve the Lord as he has called us. The Lord has given unto us each unique talents and gifts. And the Lord speaks of giving talents, different amount of talents to some and more to others. As one was given one talent, one was given two talents, one was given five talents. But we are not to compare ourselves among ourselves, because when we do so, we are not wise. And so Jesus was telling the Lord, Jesus was telling Peter, if I will that John continues until I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. There were a few examples of this throughout scriptures. The one is the story of the prodigal son and his older brother. When the prodigal son came back home, and there was music and there was dancing and there was making merry, the older son asked a servant what those things mean, and the response was that thy brother had come and thy father had killed the fatted calf because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and entreated him. And he answering said unto his father, again, he's comparing now himself to his brother. And it was not wise. He says, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I may make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come and hath killed, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. He's comparing himself to his brother. And it was not wise. The older son had been committing his way unto the Lord, and it was necessary for him to continue to commit his way unto the Lord. There was the Pharisee and the publican that went up to the temple to pray, a message that we read of recently. And the Pharisee stood and prayed again, measuring himself by others and comparing himself with others. The Pharisee says, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. He was measuring himself with others. And the Bible tells us that we should not measure ourselves with others. We should not compare ourselves among others. And Jesus told Peter, if I will that John tarries till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Follow thou me. The Lord has been good. The Lord has been faithful to us. The Lord has given unto us talents. We are not to compare ourselves among ourselves, but we are to follow the Lord. We are to commit our way unto the Lord. The Lord will abundantly bless us. The Lord will provide for us in great measure if we commit ourselves unto him. and follow him and do his bidding and be led forth by him, following in his way, knowing that he is that good shepherd. We are his sheep. He will provide for us in all of his goodness. The Proverbs speak of this, and I want to be careful not to put emphasis on particular words, but if we look at it with emphasis on particular words, we can see the great blessing here. In Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Let thine heart. If our heart keeps the commandment of the Lord, we will be blessed in our lives. And this is what he's drawing us to. Let thine heart keep my commandments. Peter was being told by the Lord, follow thou me. Feed my sheep. And so we are to let our heart keep his commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee, putting emphasis on thee. We will have a blessed life. We will have a wonderful life. We will be filled with peace when we keep the commandments of the Lord. It will be accrued unto us. We will receive these things. We will receive the blessings of the Lord. And Peter had received the blessings of the Lord as we read throughout the Acts of the Apostles, how that the Lord was with him. And when he brought forth the word of the Lord, and when he gave glory to the Lord, when he said, why are you looking so earnestly on me as if by my own power I made this lame man to walk? But he gave all glory to the Lord. When he was feeding the sheep, he went to the temple to pray, when he was brought forth messages to the people and thousands came and were baptized, he did these things, and the blessings accrued to him when he committed his way to the Lord. And peace did he have, even when he was in the prison, guarded, shackled, he was still able to sleep, having peace in his heart. The Lord wants us to commit our ways unto the Lord. We may look around and we may see, well, that person is prospering in their faith, or this is happening with that person. And Satan would have us to look at things in that light, in that context. What's happening with this person or that person? But the Lord is calling us. The Lord is calling us uniquely to use the talents that he has given unto us and feed his sheep. Be of service to those whom the Lord loves. Be a blessing to them. And follow in the ways of the Lord. Follow in his teachings, as we read about in this morning hour. Follow in his ways. And our lives will be blessed. We will be filled with peace when we commit our way unto the Lord. Amen.
The Apostle Peter was curious. He was wondering what would become of the Apostle John. And Jesus answers him and said, what is that to thee? What is the outcome of John's life? Why is that important to you? And Brother John mentioned this afternoon about how we are to focus on our own lives and not to compare ourselves among others, which is, the Bible teaches us, not wise. That's the natural tendency of man, to look around and to lift ourselves up and to think that we're better than others. But if we think of a teenager starting to drive, or even a young child learning to ride a bike, their parents or their instructors will tell them, keep your eye on the road, keep your eye going forward. If your focus is in front of you and not to the side, then you won't fail. But as soon as the young teenager who's learning to drive, or the young child who's learning to ride a bike, as soon as they start to look to the side and they're not focused, right away they go off the path or off the road and into the ditch. And that's the same with us spiritually. If our eyes are focused on Christ, if he is before us at all times, if the cross is before us and the world behind us, as we sing, I can't remember if it's in the Gospel Hymns or another book. If the cross is before us and the world behind us, and our eyes are focused on Jesus before us, we will never fail. If our eyes are fixated upon Him and we're patterning, fashioning our lives after His, then we'll never fail. But as soon as we start to look to the left or to the right and to compare ourselves among others and to lift ourselves up and to thank the Lord even that we're not as others, that's when we lose our focus. And we lose our faith and we end up increasing we end up thinking too highly of ourselves, lifting up our own goodness, which we know there is none of. We rely on the Lord for everything that we need. All of our goodness comes from Him. So it's my prayer that we would all take with us this afternoon the instruction that we've heard, that would focus on the words of Jesus and where He says, "What is that to thee? What is it to us? What is it to us how others are living their lives? We do our best to shine forth as lights. We do our best to be examples, to call others to Christ, but that's all we are to do. The Lord gives the increase. The Lord knows all things. He sees all things. It's up to us to stay focused. We're giving an answer for ourselves at the end of this life. And thanks be to God that we don't know our end. It would not be healthy for us to know the end of our life, how it will come to pass. The Lord knows that, so He has not revealed that unto us. All He tells us to do is to trust Him and to keep our eyes upon Jesus. And if we do so, we will never fail. May He add His blessing to His word this afternoon. Amen.